Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. More John Deere workers are losing their jobs this year. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports Moline's farm equipment manufacturer announced 141 layoffs yesterday at facilities in Waterloo and Des Moines.
101 workers in Waterloo, including those in tractor, drivetrain, and engine operations, will finish their last day on October 17th. 40 employees in Des Moines will be out of a job by October 31st. The layoffs are the latest round for Deere & Company, which has shed thousands of factory jobs in Illinois and Iowa over the past few years. Just last month, the company let go of more than 230 workers in East Moline, Moline, and Waterloo. Deere has committed to investing $20 billion at its U.S. factories over the next decade. However, that's with technology upgrades that could further reduce its workforce. John Deere says last month's layoffs did not impact output for any of its factories or product lines. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
The city of Davenport has selected a new fire chief. The city announced in a press release Wednesday that Jeff Vanderweer will succeed Chief Mike Carlston, who's retiring after 32 years of service. Vanderweer has nearly three decades of experience in fire and emergency response services. Most recently, he's been Deputy Public Safety Director in Portage, Michigan since 2020. He'll be sworn in to lead Davenport's fire department on November 5th. The city of Moline is upgrading its South Slope wastewater treatment plant to comply with a state mandate for the removal of the pollutant phosphorus. Construction kicked off this week on the $133 million project that's slated for completion in 2029. Treatment operations manager Greg Piles says the current system is not designed to remove phosphorus, plus some components have been in use since the 1950s.
If we continued with our current system, we'd continue to suffer breakdowns, have trouble maintaining operation, and potentially send pollutants out into the receiving stream and into the environment, which could compromise the safety for the environment, the citizens, and the employees.
A 30-year Illinois EPA loan totaling $120 million will pay for most of the project. The city will cover the rest for design, construction, and construction services. The facility serves the Rock River Valley Regional Sewer System, which includes Moline, Coal Valley, and portions of East Moline. The project will include new technology to maintain water quality, as well as a new administrative building. The Iowa Board of Regents is directing state universities to put several employees on administrative leave while they investigate social media comments made about the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The board unanimously voted that all three universities place employees who've allegedly violated social media policy on leave while they conduct investigation to determine if they should be fired. The decision comes after pressure from some Republican lawmakers to respond to comments made by university employees about the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. Board member Robert Kramer says this will give universities time to determine which comments are protected by the First Amendment.
So the purpose of this is to delve in and to see if any of these cross the threshold to where they're so disruptive to the university that they still need discipline in an employment sense.
The decision comes as at least a dozen educators nationwide have faced discipline following comments made about Kirk's assassination. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Rock Island County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal head-on car crash that shut down Route 67 in rural Milan Wednesday morning. The department reports two vehicles collided around 10 o'clock in the 15,000 block, killing a 32-year-old woman and seriously injuring a 52-year-old man. Law enforcement have not yet released the names of the victims. This is WVIK News.